Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Max.
Tim?
Max.
Tim.
Max.
Tim.
Max.
Tim?
Sam.
Hello. Maurice.
Maurice.
And the Knife Puppy.
And the Knife Puppy. Was this like a Gilligan's Island intro?
I guess so. Just with us repeated a lot.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We're like the Gilligan and Skipper, though. We're kind of tying the whole thing together.
That's right. We tie the room together.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got it.
Yeah. I like it.
Or else you'd escape.
That's sadly true.
Yeah. You want to go first, or would you like for me to go first?
How's your ending?
It's okay.
Mine's also okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
2017.
Uh-huh, I remember that.
The Florida Project.
Ooh, okay. Flo-rida.
Flo-rida.
My house, blah, 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 blah. That one?
No.
Oh.
But yes.
Oh.
Watch this in May 29th, 2021.
Yeah.
1 hour and 51 minutes. It is a drama directed by Sean Baker, starring one of your favorites, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Prince and Bria Venate. Vignati?
The Brooklyn Prince. What's his name?
Her.
Oh, what? That's weird.
Yeah.
And they're pretty progressive up there.
They are. They really are. Your summary. Set in the shadow of the most magical place on Earth, six-year-old Mooney and her two friends forge their own adventures while Mooney's struggling mom and a kind-hearted motel manager protect the kids from the harsh reality that surrounds them. So this is like a slice of life movie.
Mm.
And it's about people who live right outside of Disneyland, where people used to go to stay when you would go down to, Disney World, where you would go to stay down in Florida when you were taking a vacation, but then Disney opened up their own resort and put all these other hotels and motels basically like out of business, right, except for like the scummy people who live in them.
Sure.
And this is about a little girl and her mother who live in one of these hotels.
Called Mooney?
Mooney. That is the character's name, yeah.
I just imagine it's a fat child who's always eating moon pies.
It's not. That would be more delightful.
I write a better movie.
This movie is, I wrote wonderfully brutal.
Okay.
Because it's got like this childhood awe and like innocence mixed in with the nastiest shit. Like her mom having sex in the same hotel bed as her. It's really like scum, but she doesn't quite understand, or she'll like have her go lay on the floor and build a fort while she's banging these dudes for money. It is trashy shit, but it's like through the fact through the eyes of the six-year-old character makes it like more interesting and more disgusting all simultaneously,
right? Because the kid doesn't get it.
No, does not understand what's going on. The cast feels so authentic. Willem Dafoe is like the only one you recognize, and he does a great job. He's the hotel manager. You can tell like he has to be a hard ass, but he actually kind of cares about these people. Like he's a good dude who's thrust in a tough role.
I feel like I've seen the preview for this.
It's really good. Won a bunch of awards the year it came out.
Yeah.
It is just really lovely, and it's got a lot of gravitas, but a lot of like real world grit to it. It's just like you root for the characters, but you root against them too. Like you just like you want the little girl to be happy, but you want her to get out of there. But you want her, she truly loves her mom, and you want her right to be with her mom. It's like, man, it just so it's an emotional roller coaster.
You could argue the mother loves her because she's going through all that for her.
Yeah, it's really tough. It like makes you like question a lot. And I really like movies. You know, I love movies that challenge you as an audience member. It's just really awesome. I wrote here, you can't help but feel transported to Mickey's toilet.
Oh,
it's a rough movie, but it is very worthwhile if you want a movie that's going to challenge you and just make you kind of know not how to feel.
I'm very curious what scores would be, because it sounds like critics would love it, but people might be like, ugh.
We'll see. IMDb gives it a 7.6 out of 10. It's pretty high for them. Rotten Tomato Critics, 315. You want to guess it?
92.
96.
Ooh, man.
Yeah. Audience, 10,000 plus. What do you say?
63.
80.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I gave this a score. Would you like to guess it?
9.
9 out of 10.
Yeah!
Yeah, this movie's awesome. It's really, really worth anybody's time who wants to feel. If you want to know what it's like down that way, and Sam lived not in that area, but around that area, and she can, like, there's like little stuff where they're like stealing the park passes, like the park hopper passes and things that I didn't know about. And she's like, no, that's legit. Like, people will do that and they'll sell them off, like, I mean, for way less than Disney sells them for.
Sure.
And stuff like this was like, it was like, seemed to be fairly authentic slice of life.
Wow.
That's really like challenging as a film. Very cool stuff.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. Well, going from one of my favorites to another one of my favorites.
Ooh.
1993. In the Line of Fire.
Ooh.
I love this movie.
This is a good one.
Yeah. I watched it on the 14th of October. It's 2 hours, 8 minutes, action crime drama, directed by Wolfgang Peterson.
Yeah.
Starring Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
This is one of my favorite Clint Eastwood movies.
This is a good Clint Eastwood here.
John Malkovich.
This is a good John Malkovich here, too.
Arguably better than Clint in this.
Yeah.
Insane how good he is. And Rene Russo.
Mm-hmm. Also good.
She's also good in this, but she's playing more of like...
She always plays the straight.
She's the straight, but it's also dealing with like sexism.
Yep.
In her position. Because they're all... well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
They're all Secret Service agents.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb movie summary. Secret Service agent. Frank Harrigan. Couldn't save Kennedy. But he's determined not to let a clever assassin take out this president. I thought that was a really awful movie summary.
It kind of is.
Because this movie's way more interesting than that. But it's the truth. He's the old man on the Secret Service who was around when Kennedy got shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was part of the team that failed to protect him. So Malkovich is so incredibly good in this. I think he got nominated for an Oscar for this.
It would not surprise me at all.
For Best Supporting. He is the star of this. This is like, if you like John Malkovich at all, watch this movie.
You don't, because you haven't watched this movie.
That's right.
Yeah, so fuck you.
You're a scumbag. This is a top Clint Eastwood movie for me. John Malkovich is incredibly good in this. Tons of suspense. When violence does happen, they do not hold back.
No.
It's kind of brutal.
It's very raw.
Yeah. Eastwood is usually a grumpy old man like he always is, and he says awful things, especially to women.
Yep.
There's a few laughs here and there that break up the tension, and if you love Malkovich, watch this. I would say it is a top five performance from him.
Without a doubt.
He is so incredibly good in this.
That's right.
So Malkovich is trying to, he's the assassin, he literally just calls up Clint Eastwood, he's like, hey, I'm gonna try to kill the president. He's like, you shouldn't say that. He goes, nope, I'm doing it. And then like he's going on and on and on, and he goes on the campaign trail. He leaves evidence that he was there. He's getting everyone worked up.
Mm-hmm.
And people are kind of like not really believing Clint Eastwood's character because they're like, oh, you're the old man who just, you suck. You failed Kennedy. And
yeah, you got something to prove.
You're just old and senile and sexist and awful.
Ah, so good.
In that respect, him being like sexist and kind of that typical Clint Eastwood character actually kind of pays off.
It does.
Because like you're like, oh my God, it's cringeworthy. But it's like, no, it kind of works because it's like it gives a little more credence to people not really digging
him. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Like, why are you still kicking around, dinosaur?
Yeah,
like,
get out of the way. Creepy old bastard, why are you still here?
There's not a ton of action, but like I said, when it happens, it is a lot.
It's so good. It earns the action. Like, you don't need a lot because there's so much tension that when it pays off, it's like, it's so good. It's tantric sex of action.
Sure.
Like you're just so much anticipation that when you get there, the orgasm's twice as good.
There it is.
Sting knows what I'm talking about. Shout out to Sting.
Yes, Sting. The wrestler or the musician? Both.
Both. But not, I'm calling out colorful Sting, the wrestler. Not black and white, the crow looking Sting.
Yeah, you want some 80s goodness?
I want Stinger Splash era Sting. Like, I want like the colored pants matching the makeup of the day.
With the jacket, like kind of sort of on his body.
Kind of sort of.
And it is zipped up two little zips.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Yeah.
That's all I want. That big chest puffing through. Not the trench coat era.
It's not the same.
No.
It has its place, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I thought it was cool when I was a kid, but now I know what's up.
Like, I like the crow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just think this is one of the best Clint Eastwood movies that isn't a Western, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody can argue so many Clint Eastwood movies to be the top. I don't know what... Do you have a favorite off the top of your head?
I mean, it's probably Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Right.
But, I mean, even his later stuff, Gran Torino and the Mule and stuff, awesome. All really good. He's just somehow fucking amazing through every part of his career. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I agree. And even when he's like not completely like Million Dollar Baby, he's not completely the focus. It's still super good.
Yeah, it just comes out of nowhere. It's like when he did The Outlaw Josie Wales, and he's like, I guess I'll just direct this. And now I'm a director. And it's just like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Like, why are you so pissed? I don't know, but I'm fucking real good at everything. He's like, all right, man.
Well, that's incorrect. The answer was the Eicher sanction.
Mm.
Sorry.
It's all right.
This movie's great, so I can't really build it up anymore, but just watch it for John Malkovich.
Yes.
It's so good. IMDb. Give it a 7.2.
Not enough.
Rotten Tomato critics. Shockingly, only 71 critics went back.
Dumb.
You want to guess it?
I want to tell people to rate and review us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts because we need to get on here and correct some fucking shit.
We got
to
right the ship a little bit.
Yeah, we do. Sorry, I will guess 91%.
96%.
Good.
God, is that what I guessed the last time we did this?
Whoa. 96 was what Slaughter Project got, so they're talking about some heavy hitters were coming out with out of the gate here.
That's right. 50,000 plus of the audience gave it 79%.
Oh, they fucked up.
I gave it an 8.5.
That's high for you.
It's a super good movie.
That's basically 96% for you.
It's basically 96%. That's right. Yeah, 9s and 9.5s do not exist.
They don't exist.
What do you mean numbers go beyond 9?
They're reserved for Hamilton and Manborg only.
Exclusively.
That's right.
They're like the same movie.
Yeah, this movie's rad. I haven't watched this movie. That was like one of the movies that I saw that I like. You didn't realize when I saw it, I was a little too young to realize right. How good it really was.
You missed some of the little intricacy.
It's so good, so good.
I was worried it wasn't going to hold up because I remember loving it, but it did.
I'm glad to hear it did. I need to go back and revisit it because once in a while you get in the mood for that kind of movie, that like more kind of gritty drama where it's not trying to be like cute or romantic. It's just being like telling a raw kind of tale, and I think this fits that bill really well. Yeah. That's what Eastwood does best, though.
Absolutely. What you got, fool?
2017.
I remember that year.
We're going to Let the Corpses Tan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the movie's called Let the Corpses Tan.
Is it a war movie or is it a horror movie?
It's a thriller crime movie.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sticking with the crime movies. Watch this, the last day of May, the 31st of 2021. It's 1 hour and 32 minutes.
That's fair.
Directed by Helene Catet and Bruno Forzani.
Cool.
Yeah, this is not an English film.
No.
Starring Alina Lowenshun, Bernie Bonvoisin, and Stephanie Ferreira. Thanks, Stephanie, for helping me out there.
Bonvoisin's my favorite berry.
Bonvoisinberry.
Bonvoisin.
So this movie is about a grizzled gang of thugs who head to an island retreat with a haul of 250 kilograms of gold bullion in order to lay low. However, a bohemian writer, his muse, and a pair of gendarmes? I don't know these words. They're Italian. Further complicate things as allegiances are put to the test. I'm sure I will get an angry text from Dan telling me what the word is, what it meant, and why I should have known it. Shout out to Dan.
Dan, we love you. Don't be angry, bud.
It's all right. So my thoughts on this movie, it's a very weird film that really forces you to watch the movie solely by somebody coming up behind you and squeezing your head. That's what it feels like when you're watching this movie. Like, what the fuck? And you want to look away and it's just like, no. And it holds your face there.
Oh, wow.
Like Clockwork Orange style. You got your eyebrows pulled up, visual gags in the podcast.
Drinking milk.
And it's just, it's no good. Your glazies are all dried out and they don't even care to put drops in.
Jeez.
That's brutal stuff.
Man.
But it is really wacky shit. It's tonally wild.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like they're laughing and you're not sure if you should be laughing, and then there are parts you're laughing at and everybody's dying. It's like really out there, but really bombastic and huge. Like, it was one of the most batshit, like, drug trippy feeling movies I've seen in a long time. But it is a cool crime movie. Like, it's told from a few different perspectives. The tonality shifts depending on whose perspective we're watching.
That's fun.
And there's no real reason why the perspective switches. There's no, like, inciting incident that, like, makes it overlap or something. It's not like the episode of The Simpsons where you see the same story from a bunch of different perspectives.
Right, and you slowly piece it all together.
Yeah, no, this is just like, switch. Don't switch for a while. Switch. Switch. And now back to the first guy.
Does that make you want them to switch? Is that, like, the idea?
I don't know. It's crazy. Like, I was thoroughly entertained, but when I got done, I was just like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Did you need a shower?
It wasn't gross. It was just like, I kind of was left with like a slightly hungover feeling. A little bit of a headache, kind of very excited, but just like overall very confused and trying to piece together what just happened.
Interesting.
Yeah. Really wild film.
That's not a common thing I hear.
No. Left me in a very strange place, but it was like, I was glad I watched it for that reason.
How many days after watching it were you still thinking about it?
When I was doing this review today, I was thinking about it, remembering how fucking weird some of the parts were. I was like, wow, it's really weird stuff.
Yeah.
Really weird. But, you know, I was happy. I watched it. IMDb gives it a 6.3 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato Critics, 74 critics. 74%.
That's how percents work.
That's right. Audience, 100 plus. Could only cobble together 62%, though. And I give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Wow.
It's, if you want to go in for just a batshit crazy, like, exploitation crime movie, you are able to do much, much worse than Let the Corpses Tan.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if people just get, I mean, that name is so interesting. You have to just kind of like,
that was what drew my attention first, and the trailer is wild as hell. And I was like, what is this movie? And then it was on Shudder, and I was like, I'm going to watch this. And Sam, it was a night Sam was just like, I don't feel great. I'm just going to lay down and kind of peace out. If you want to watch something weird, now's your chance. And I was like, all right, I'm going to watch something real fucking weird.
Yep.
It was out there, but I enjoyed watching it for sure. I'm going to look up this word I couldn't pronounce real quick, too, so that way Dan doesn't yell at me too badly while you do your
Did
words.
He yell at you the last time we talked about
it? Dan yells at me anytime that we call him out or anytime that I botch a word or you botch a word.
Oh, Dan, you can text me and tell me I'm an asshole.
That's what happens when you grow up son of an English teacher, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Dan, I would like you, when you hear this episode, to text me something sweet and don't explain why.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice. And Max, too, you know?
I was wrong about the Italian
for
that word. It is an armed police officer in France and other French-speaking countries.
Ooh, okay.
So there you go, Dan. I was French. That's why I didn't know it. I didn't take 4 years of French in high school like you did.
Boy.
I took Spanish.
Mm. How's that working for you?
Oh, no bueno.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm going to take us home the only way I know how.
Oh, you mean I'm allowed to go home?
No, you stay here.
Okay.
This is your home, buddy. Remember we had that talk?
Oh, yeah. I live with the AOL discs.
That's right. Mm. There's still so many.
There's a lot. There's a lot. I shine them every day for you.
I know. It's very bright in here. Yeah, I was going to take them down. I thought you were kind of making a laser of some kind using the sun, the little sun that comes through the keyhole, but...
No comment.
Okay. Are you building a laser?
No comment.
All right, well, I can't compete with two no comments back to back. My movie's from 2021, and it's a one-word movie title, and it's a name, and that name is Kate.
Oh, Kate.
Kate. You hear a movie title like that, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I watched it on October 15th. It's an hour 46. It's action-adventure crime, directed by Cedric Nicholas Troyan.
The Entertainer.
That's the guy.
That's him.
Starring Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Ooh.
Woody Harrelson.
Ooh.
And Miku Patricia Martineau.
Who?
I'm surprised I didn't screw that up. IMDb movie summary. A female assassin has 24 hours to get vengeance on her poisoner before she dies.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So my initial thought with this was because Mary Elizabeth Winstead played the Huntress in the Birds of Prey movie that I did not like. Mm-hmm. This is essentially the same character.
Oh, wow.
Except this is so much better.
Oh, wow.
This is what the Huntress would actually be like.
Oh, that's cool.
So I enjoyed this a lot more.
Nice.
It's a little over the top with how much damage the human body can take.
Sure.
But the idea of, I'm gonna die, so let me just try to murk as many people who done me wrong.
That's cool. I like that. Very old boy-esque.
Yes.
Yeah.
My first bullet point, holy crap violence. it made me sad to see this awesomeness after her Huntress betrayal. The band Bandmaid is in this. I don't know if you like Bandmaid, but I love Bandmaid.
Mm.
They are actually in this. They were playing a song before they actually showed up, and I'm like, that sounds like Bandmaid. They're so good. And then they were there, and I was, my wife's like, how do you know this stupid shit?
Yeah, that's cool.
I was like, I'm sorry. The young actress, which is Martineau, is very good, and I hope she does well going forward. As a child, she's a child actor, and just... She crushes it. She's nice. Super good.
What year did this come out? This came out this year?
This came out this year.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Woody Harrelson's a fun character. He's the guy who trained her. It's kind of like, oh, displaced young child, come with me. I'm going to teach you to be an assassin. Like,
oh, that's
that classic,
cool.
That classic old trope.
Of course.
But the ending few fight scenes are tons of fun if you love the violence.
The violence.
The violence.
The old ultra violence, huh?
The ultra violence, but not ultraviolet. That's different.
That is not as good as this sounds
so,
like.
So not. There's an earlier fight scene that happens in a restaurant. This takes place in Japan, by the way.
Okay.
And there is fight scenes in this restaurant with like the sliding doors and everything, like the paper kind of doors, and like blood splatters on the white. It's so good.
Nice.
It's so good. And it's like, not that it's doing anything overly original. It's just the decisions of the fight and how it escalates, how it starts, and just like how they end up in all these other rooms. People are just eating their food.
That's cool.
It's like, oh, there's a knife fight over
it. It doesn't have to do anything. You don't necessarily have to do something brand new and original, but if you take the time and really think it through and make it feel authentic and correct, it can do so much.
Right. It's super good. The little girl is related to the person she's trying to murder.
Nice.
And she's kind of like, and it's cool that it's in Japan because it's kind of like, yeah, he's kind of a dick and he hasn't really been very nice to my family. He doesn't really even acknowledge I exist. She's like, yeah, I'll help you get him. Like,
nice.
There's a little bit of that in there. But yes, you realize pretty quickly that she is going to die in about 24 hours, and the length she goes through. You got the added wrinkle of her trying to protect the child as well. Everybody and their mother's coming after.
Nice.
So just a really interesting movie. It's a good action movie. If you want to see like a female John Wick movie, this is definitely it.
Very cool.
IMDb gave it a 6.2. Rotten Tomato critic did not like it. They gave it a 44%. The audience, we're kind of meh to it.
Okay.
500 plus gave it 51%.
Okay.
But me, I'm in line with IMDb as always. I gave it a 6.5.
Nice.
My wife also gave it a 6.5.
Ooh.
So I think if you're in the mood for some nonsense action that's actually a little better than you expected, this is the one for you.
Nice. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Kate. Kate.
Get a better title, though. Seriously.
Kate. Which Kate? You know, Kate.